Welcome to Stay on Course with me, Julie Riga. My life has been a roller coaster of highs and lows, but what I know to be true is that when we are grounded in our purpose and savor the sweet moments of life, we are truly a success. Today, you are going to get the ingredients for success because life is salty and life is sweet. Together, let's explore the possibilities of our own lives and learn from thought leaders around the globe. Ready, guys? Let's cook it. Welcome, welcome everyone to the next edition of the Stay on Course podcast. Today, I have the most exciting guest, Heather Shea, who is a leadership visionary, speaker, author, an everyday mystic. Heather has worked throughout six continents with world leaders, household names in business, politics, and entertainment. She has been acknowledged as one of the top 50 speakers in the world, and she has been in leadership roles at organizations including Save the Children, Accenture, JP Morgan, and the Hydrates and Struggle Company. And now she is founder of CEO Everyday Knowings. Welcome, Heather, to the Stay on Course podcast.
Thank you. I am thrilled and honored and delighted to be here. How yummy.
This is going to be exciting, and I'm so excited to get some real nuggets of knowledge from you. You are a guru, and I'm just so excited for this audience to hear a little bit about your wisdom and just intuition and intelligence. So let's get started. Before we really dig into this, tell me, what is your favorite food, Heather?
Ooh, that's hard. I love food. And I will confess, my favorite food is ice cream, truly any kind of ice cream, but in particular, cookies and cream and any brand. I'm really just cookies and cream, I'm there.
Any brand. And so do you sometimes skip a meal for ice cream?
Sometimes. Yes. More than sometimes.
Okay.
What do you mean, skip a meal? That is a meal, darling.
Okay. That's what I'm wondering, because some people just love ice cream and they skip. I'm not really a dessert for a meal kind of person, but I know that people do that. Heather, where do you want to start today?
Sure. Well, we can start with my new book that's coming out that I'm working on right now called We Don't Need Another Hero. And really looking at this concept, you know, there's 60,000 books out there on leadership. And so, okay, let's write another book on leadership. But what's different? There's also a lot of feeling these days about hero. You know, you want to be a hero, or you want to be a superhero. And when you look at a hero is somebody who takes on great risk to save the world, to save the organization, to save the company. But when you think about them, you know, you think of heroes like Wonder Woman or Spider-Man or any of the Avengers, and they don't have great personal relationships. So now we look at the relation of the word of leaders, and people go, okay, leaders, you know, leaders are about followers and they're about relationships. Leaders also go through great risk, challenge, as many of us who are leaders know in our organization. And we go forth, and then we go through a personal transformation. And in that process, we inspire people, we develop new stories, and often we develop great relationships, but also along the way, as we transform, we lose relationships, or we may lose ourselves. What we're talking about today is a word called IntelliKey leadership. Another way to look at it is your intelligence, your inner wisdom, being who you truly are. And people who are truly who they are, they live up to their full potential. And in doing that, they inspire others to live up to their full potential. If you look at the word IntelliKey, it was actually coined by Aristotle with the idea of coming into your full potential. These days, we think a lot about our mind. You know, what are we thinking about? We also think about our body. We're doing yoga. We're going to the gym. And then there's spirit. And we may not think as much. A little bit in yoga now, we're starting to think more about spirit. But it's all connected, body, mind, and spirit. Think of IntelliKey as it's your energetic DNA. It's who you are. It's that intuitive pull that excites you, drives you, inspires you to be what's important to you in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, it's really the driving force of how we're showing up in the world. And right. It's really like something that we need to pay attention to. So In doing that, in paying attention to it, let's talk about the three ingredients to what it takes to being an IntelliKey leader.
Right. So the first is purpose. We'll come back to purpose, passion, and potential. And purpose, I know, is a lot of your field about what are we here for? What do we want to do? Are you doing what you love? And do you love what you're doing? You know, in these days, you hear so much about, you know, client quitting or people really not doing what they love. And so it's really getting in touch with who are they? You know, what's your inner landscape? What's your inner blueprint? And if you think of your dad, who was such a magnificent chef, truly was who he was, and serving up and inspiring and making a difference to world leaders, to sports leaders, to entertainment leaders, by truly being who he was, he helped people, so he served up possibilities for people to be who they are. You think of, you know, you think of Oprah, you know, and she really is doing what she's doing. And by doing what she's doing, she's inspiring others to be who they are, whether it's providing them different products or different books that she's reading. It's by being true to who they are. And and so many of us say, well, Heather, you know, I really can't. And we get into the yeah buts, but this is not about the can't. This is about really getting clear. Who are you? And if you think of like an acorn is coded to become an oak tree. And given the right water and soil, they become who they are. This is about really figuring out what's your inner coding? What's your blueprint? Who are you really? And how do you become that?
Yeah, it's really about your environment and where you're sitting in the world right now. And are you sitting in the right place? Are you sitting at the right tables? You know, and I think so many of us put that part of us asleep. We put it asleep because we have to pay the bills, because our parents wanted us to do, you know, be a doctor or a lawyer. And, you know, we wake up as we grow up and as we start to develop ourselves and we realize we're in the wrong place. We're at the wrong table and we're not thriving in the way that we should be. And so the work that I've been doing with individuals is really just letting them have a space to ask the right questions to find out, are they sitting at the right table?
Right. Exactly. Are you at the right table? I love that. And it's kind of like, do who you are. And maybe you're at the right table for right now. But then the next one is passion, which is rise up and thrive, which is if you're not at the right table, you know, you went to this restaurant, it's very nice, but you don't like seafood and you've been there and you're doing a nice job, you know, you can go to the next restaurant, you know, rise up. Or find something else. You know,
I was just thinking if you don't like seafood and you're at a seafood restaurant every single day, that is going to be a miserable life, Heather.
Right. And as we were saying earlier, and then people get sick.
And then they get sick.
Why they're getting sick is like, well, because you don't like seafood, or you know, whatever, you know, name whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so people are like, well, I can't move. So I was talking to somebody recently who was working in a medical office and not very happy, had been there for a while, but it was okay. And I was like, what else do you love? And she's like, well, I love animals. I was like, well, why aren't you working with animals? She's like, well, I can't. And so she's now started looking at veterinary offices. It's like, sure, you may not become a vet, but maybe there's a way that you can bring out that part of you that you really love. You know? And I also talked to her about becoming an animal communicator. That's another thing that maybe you think, you know, oh, I can't. I was recently with a group of people and they were talking about, oh, the old, I could have been, you know, I became a doctor in my 60s. So you can, you know, and you just have to figure out what you want to do and then do it. And again, this, we don't have enough time today to say how you do it, but that's part of your work. And part of my work is how do you get from being, you know, in the wrong restaurant to opening up the chain of restaurants that you always wanted with a boutique next to it, you know, or the other thing that happens is I meet people who say, you know, I always wanted a bakery. And you go, great. Well, you know, get a bakery or, you know, start working with a bakery or donate your time with a bakery or start cooking at home. And now it's more popular, particularly where I live up in the Northeast. You know, you bake at home and you can sell your cookies or brownies or whatever online. And that's become an industry now. And people go, well, I can't cook. And they get into this imposter syndrome. You know, well, I would be an imposter if I started doing that. And you go, you're not an imposter, you're a prodigy. You don't go to Carnegie Hall without practice. You know, you don't become like your dad. You don't become this magnificent chef without doing the work. So you're doing the scales, you're learning the notes, you're not an imposter. And so I like to move women, particularly women, past that of you got to do it. And part of the work that I do is around having people look at, I can't, this, oh, I can't cook, or I can't do that, or I can't get the promotion, to competency. What do you need to learn? To consistency, to actually doing it. You know, if you want it, yeah. If you want to bake, learn how to do it and do it. You know, I'm sure your dad had to cut up a lot of things before he could really slice quickly.
Right. And you know, the whole work around the mission statement and really understanding your purpose is very valuable, because just to what you're saying, it's like, if you do that work, you know then how to build your skill set so that you're ready for the time. And the power in it, if you could do it young, right? If you could do it when you're younger, it is so powerful. But if you are not young and you're, you know, getting to, you know, in your 50s and your later 40s, you know, it's still do the work, because your life is still meaningful and there's still more time to really hone in on your passion. And I think that that's what COVID taught us, right? And that's what this whole quiet quitting, the great resignation, all this burnout, it's all stemming from all of these people doing jobs that they didn't like and that didn't light them up in the morning. So if you're not getting lit up in the morning, if you're not passionate about where you're going and what you're doing, then it's just an ordinary day.
Yeah.
But go ahead. Well, I was just going to say, if you could just get up every morning and say, I get to do this.
Yeah.
You've won.
Yeah, that's it. You win. I get to. And it could even be staying where you're staying and just saying, what is it that got you there to begin with? What is it that excites you about where you are? Or what else could you be doing about where you are? It doesn't always mean, you know, quitting and going something else or quitting it. Just what gets you up? What excites you?
Yeah.
And the other thing I love sometimes is, well, what doesn't excite you? And don't do that. That's sometimes easier for people. They can go to what doesn't excite me. And part of the IntelliKey is to know. It's inside you. It really is inside us.
Yeah.
It's taking that time to take a breath. And there are ways to connect to who you really are. And we get back to this, you know, body, mind. Very often we get stuck in the mind. Well, I'm so-and-so at this company. Well, who are you? And it's Trisha Kratt, you know, who are you? And that's what the IntelliKey is. It's the soul's knowing. It's the guidance. And then it's being wise enough to listen to who you are. And it is a journey. It is a journey to go and discover and to take all that good stuff that you've learned away along the way. And sometimes in your life, as you know, sometimes you needed to do everything you need to do to be where you are now to begin your journey. I couldn't have started my doctorate until I had gotten through raising children and a few other things that I needed to do. The same thing becoming a minister. It was better for me a little later in life to take that on. But it was an old dream. But I went back to who am I? From a child, I knew I wanted to be a reverend doctor. It just, I had to go through some other obstacles and challenges and things and then go, okay, if I'm going to be a reverend doctor, I better start now. And I did. Yeah. So it goes back to the third thing, which is the potential, or as I call it, back to your future. And I know you love, you know, Stephen Covey's work and sort of begin with the end in mind. And he sort of coined that phrase from earlier philosophies. But the idea is your body knows, your acorn knows, your essence knows who you are. You know what you want to become.
Yeah.
And just remember that. I always wanted to be a singer. You know, you said you're singing in a show coming up. I think that's great. You know, and so you know, do other things. You know, I always wanted to work with animals. I always wanted to be a baker. I always wanted to, you know, whatever it is. It could be even these days, you know, fly to the moon. There's potentiality.
Yes.
So really be honest with yourself about your own intuition, your own magnificence ability to manifest things. And this isn't, oh, I wish I could go to the moon. This is like, then you do the work. You know, I want to play Carnegie Hall. Then there's a lot of practice and a lot of intention around it, but it's doable. So it's going back to, it's really the purpose, getting clear who you are, do who you are, the passion, rise and thrive, get up in the morning, say, hallelujah, I love what I do, the potential to go back to your future.
Yeah. And that is so interesting, the back to the future. We just did a seminar, the me invention. And
I love it.
What we were realizing is that for some of us who are nearing, you know, our 50s, we're getting there. It's like, well, what is it that you started with? What is it that you stopped doing because you had children and you had to have a real job and like a stable job, you know? And that was good at the time. It was good because you needed a flexible schedule and you needed to be able to do the whole work-life balance. A lot of us had to work. Some of us were single moms. You know, I was a single parent. So I had to raise my daughter without help. And I had to be smart about what I was doing and how much money I was making and really focus in on that part of my life. And I ignored certain things. But now that she's older and she's graduating high school, going off to college, I'm in a different season now. And so now I'm going back, exactly what you're saying. I'm going back to where I started from. What was it that lit me up? What was it? I couldn't ignore it any longer. And so this is why I'm doing the podcast. This is why I work with people. This is why I want to help other women and other men too, to help bring them to a place where they're not miserable every day when they're going to work, that they're lit up from the inside and that, you know, I get to do this is their new mantra.
It all comes together to serve you now. You know, you think of, you know, plants growing, you know, taking care of your daughter, being a single mom, all that work that you did, all that experience enabled you to be here and gave you the rooting, if you will, and the strength to do what you're doing now. So people who are in difficult situations to see, what am I learning here? How is this, even if it's a difficult time, what am I learning here? How can this time, you know, being in the soil or the mud, you know, of
or the storm, it was like the wave storm. I just wanted to hide, to be honest. I just wanted to hide from the world. And like, I just pictured this wave coming over me over and over. And I'm like, am I ever going to get up for air, you know? And that work with Stephen Covey, the beginning with the end in mind, literally saved my life. Creating a personal mission statement, building a blueprint for my life, understanding why I even went through all of that. Because when you're going through the storm, it's like, why is this happening to me? Just having the ability to create a new future for myself.
Yeah. And again, for the people who are listening, we all have turbulent lives. We all have trouble in our lives. And I've been a single mom. I'm a cancer survivor. I've been up, I've been down, I've been thrown around. You know, I've raised five children. So you can do many things, and really figuring out how do you blend it all together. What we're inviting today is for people who are listening. This is where you are now. This is the restaurant you're seated in. Do you like seafood?
Do you like seafood?
And we love seafood. Or maybe you're in a time in your life you want to be a consultant. Go, hey, you know, some days I want seafood, some days I want Italian, or I want.
You know. Heather, I'm at the buffet, got to tell you.
Exactly.
And I'm at the buffet.
life is a buffet. And so enjoy yourself.
It's amazing. This is amazing. This idea of entelechy. I'm fascinated by this topic. I think that entelechy is gonna really be an inspiration, like just the thought of it, this internal intelligence, this, what did I call it before?
Intelligence.
Intelligence, not, yeah, intelligence, what's inside of us, our spiritual sort of connection to who we really are intuitively. Did I say that right, Heather?
Yeah, you did. And that's what's really important. And I'll go back to women or men. It's really that we are full beings. We are full beings. And sometimes, you know, women in leadership, oh, they're good at nurturing. Well, wait a minute. We're also good at strategy. We're good at relationships, we're good at difficult situations. We have we're good at compassion, we're good at IT, we're good at finance, and we're not just one thing. We are a buffet of possibilities. It's inside us. And not feeling bad, I don't have the skills. Well, maybe you don't. Well, go learn them. You know, they're out there.
Amazing.
And learn them in a way. You know, I was talking to somebody recently. She's like, I always wanted to be an archaeologist. It's like, and what you doing about it? Because you may not have to go to Egypt. You may want to. But there's certainly things in this country. There's a lot of things going on that you could do here. So there's possibilities when you you might begin with the future, but, you know, how are you going to get there? It's like you're going on this journey. What do you need to pack? And sometimes you need to go to the store to get some things to get you there. So, yeah, but I love that term. It really is the in. And for people to know, it's really inside us. We're so often looking outside us. And it's really that DNA, that coding, that landscape. It's like you look at a blueprint. It's all there. The design is there. You just need to activate it. And it's just not that hard. And then you manifest it. The energy supports you because then you're being exciting. You're excited and the people around you are excited and it makes them want to be more excited. And then more opportunities come up because you go, hey, I really want to do this podcast. And then people like me come along and go, hey, what about me? So it happens that way.
It's amazing. It's amazing when you start to really pursue your passion and your purpose, what happens? There's just no way to describe it. The doors just start opening. And so Heather, I'm so excited about this podcast. I can't wait for everybody to listen. I was truly inspired by this time that we had together, and I hope our listeners are as well. And Heather, tell us a little bit about how the listeners can get in touch with you.
One way to reach me is through my organization, and my email is heather@everydayknowings.com. heather@everydayknowings.com.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the Stay on Course podcast. It was my pleasure to interview you here.
Thank you. It was delicious.
Delicious. Thank you. My dad, Ennio Riga, was not just a chef. He was my hero. From the hardships of World War II to the heights of culinary excellence, his story is nothing short of remarkable. Now, this story lives on in Stay on Course, a book that is very close to my heart. It's filled with his own words, his recipes, and the wisdom he imparted to me. Just imagine, 4 months before he passed, he handed me his life story, urging me to finish it. In these pages, you'll discover the secrets behind mouthwatering dishes and the lessons he taught me about leadership and perseverance. And trust me, there are some incredible tales in here, like the time he pulled off a birthday bash for Frank Sinatra with just 48 hours notice. So, if you're hungry for inspiration and craving a taste of Ennio's legacy, head over to stayoncoursebook.com. That's stayoncoursebook.com. Grab your copy and let his story ignite your passion.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Stay on Course. Please don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review this podcast so Julie can continue serving up delectable experts and appetizing content directly to your earbuds. And remember, right now, you have the ingredients to be living the life you are meant to live. This has been a production of The Media Casters.